When you think of anarchism, leaders probably don't spring to mind. While liberals have their presidents and prime ministers, Marxists have their party chairmen and general secretaries, and fascists have their dictators, the anarchist expression of no gods, no masters has persisted for a reason. Part of anarchism's appeal for me and many others is in its rejection of the relationship between authority and subordinate. Contrary to the belief that anarchism is all about wanton violence and chaos, anarchism simply seeks to tap into our boundless potential as individuals forming collectives to organize ourselves and accomplish our goals without authority. But does that rejection of authority mean that there are no leaders? What exactly is leadership, and how does it relate to the pursuit of anarchy? Before we can figure out the relationship between leadership and anarchy, we have to clarify what anarchism is actually for and against. There are many ways to define anarchism, some more accurate to its overall history, etymology, and philosophy than others, but the common through line is the rejection of authority. Anarchism is the political philosophy and practice that opposes all hierarchy and authority and proposes the unending pursuit of anarchy, a world without rule based on individual freedom and social harmony. That definition can be broken down even further. In this context, hierarchy refers to the stratification of society which gives some individuals, groups, or institutions greater privilege and/or authority over others. Patriarchy privileges a particular form of masculinity over femininity, while white supremacy privileges whiteness over the other. Authority refers to the recognized right above others in a social relationship to command and control resources, like how capitalists and rulers have authority over people and property. Anarchists specifically oppose hierarchy and authority because they create oppression and exploitation. We believe in striving toward a world without these things, so that autonomy, mutuality, and free association would instead form the basis of our society. Depending on how leadership is defined, it may refer to a position of authority over others to command people and control resources, or it may refer to the ability of an individual or group to influence or guide other individuals or groups, particularly towards a common goal. For example, in most workplaces, your boss runs the show and hands out orders. If you don't follow them, you lose your job, so you don't get paid, so you can't meet your needs. But if, in a hypothetical solarpunk anarchist future, we all went sailing together to seed a coral reef, we'd freely follow the guidance of Ola the sailor and Maria the marine biologist, because we respect their experience with the craft and knowledge of the reefs. These are clearly two very different forms of leadership. The former represents exactly what anarchists oppose, while the latter is completely compatible with what anarchists desire. If you've seen some of my previous videos, you'll know that I've been careful to distinguish hierarchy and authority from concepts like expertise, influence, respect, coordination, or force, as none of these concepts on their own automatically grant any privileges or rights over others. These concepts may be entangled with authority and hierarchy by this system, but they're clearly different things. We can get rid of the authority invested in certain roles and flatten the stratification of society while maintaining the benefits of expertise and coordination. So how might leadership manifest on the road to anarchy? Sometimes leadership just refers to knowledge or ability. Without the obstacles of rank and authority obscuring genuine competence, natural leaders may emerge through demonstrated skill and wisdom. They may not have authority over others to compel obedience, but people will still listen to and respect their guidance. In a medical emergency, a qualified doctor doesn't need authority for folks to listen to them. But most people will listen to them over Chris, who searched on WebMD once and thinks they have 5 different diseases. In matters of construction, you don't need somebody yelling at you to build faster and cut corners to save their bottom line, but you do need engineers who can ensure the integrity of the infrastructure. Those in conflict may call upon a reputable mediator to help them work through the disagreements and find a compromise. A specialist may share the insights they've gleaned from their study with others as part of an ongoing redistribution of knowledge and skills. People can have differences in their capacities while still being equals in their autonomy from rule. As with all situations in anarchy, the ability to accomplish anything is proportional to the will of free people to get it done. Thus, even in military conflict, where conditions are ripe for the very worst authoritarianism under the guise of necessity, anarchists can pioneer leadership of a different form. Those who have willingly joined together in free association to defend their freedom and the freedom of those they love do not need to be commanded. They do not need to be treated as cannon fodder or sacrifice their reason for defense for the sake of defense or erect the barriers of rank amongst themselves. Solidarity, not obedience to authority, would instill their discipline and responsibility to each other. As a result, they will choose to gravitate toward those with the most knowledge or the best reputation in military matters to form plans and coordinate actions that increase the likelihood of their success. Such leaders in military matters may have a special responsibility, but that responsibility does not confer any special privileges or rights over others. It is simply a responsibility to others and for oneself. This is leadership as responsibility in a division of labor, similar to those found at other sites of anarchy, like construction projects or operating rooms. A leader in a construction project may be the person who coordinates the materials and communication between various subgroups, but it's in service to the shared goal that they've all associated to accomplish. Others in the construction site may lead in their own responsibilities or through their own special skills and knowledge. They all need each other's efforts to accomplish their goal. Thus, their mutual interdependence incentivizes mutual responsibility. Similarly, the lead surgeon may simply be the person who's responsible for the key tasks in a surgical procedure and guides other surgeons. They're responsible for those who are dependent upon their care, but they couldn't fulfill that responsibility without others handling the responsibility of sanitation or supplying surgical tools. Again, their mutual interdependence incentivizes mutual responsibility. An emergency situation may also confer situational leadership, as a person recognized for their knowledge or skill in handling such emergencies may be delegated the responsibility of coordinating the response to that emergency. Finally, I believe the most important form of leadership in a social revolution is the leadership of the idea. Anarchists seek to lead by example, influence, and inspiration to share the idea of anarchy far and wide. The organizers who stepped up and took initiative during the pandemic led by example. The anarchists of the 19th century organized unions and social centers to lead by example. As the anarchist Hector Morel wrote in his dialogues, "We preach. We prepare minds for revolution. That is all. We throw handfuls of revolutionary seed into that fertile ground called the populace, the vile multitude, convinced that it will germinate there, that it will bear fruit there in full freedom. To be effective, the revolution must first be made in minds. This is the work of propaganda. Now, seeing its results, one can affirm with all certainty that anarchist propaganda is action first and foremost. It is the evolution preceding the struggle, the seed from which the harvest must come. Everything consists in making sure that the sowing is good. In other words, spreading the consciousness of the idea through education and example is key to developing a people who are willing and capable of living and defending their freedom. People may be rusty in the practice of freedom for now, but that can change. Just as folks like Errico Malatesta, Emma Goldman, and Domingos Passos did in their own lives, each and every one of us can inspire that change. I'm able to do my part in spreading the idea here and elsewhere, thanks to the support of viewers like you. Thank you. If you want to keep this project going, you can throw some change my way on patreon.com/sayingtrue. Since I was a child, I felt drawn to the idea of changing the world. At first, I thought that it would mean taking some kind of leadership role in the sense of authority. I remember at 10 years old, people around me were projecting my future into conventional politics, entrepreneurship, or even religious leadership. I now find myself in a position akin to thought leadership, at least in the niche of solarpunk and anarchism, where I can reach hundreds of thousands of people and influence their awareness of our potential as a species. Yet I don't feel fully comfortable assuming the term leader. I don't want people to follow me blindly or become andrists. At the end of the day, I'm just somebody who wants to learn and share my knowledge. I feel that the term leader carries an additional, potentially obstructive weight. Although I just spent this video differentiating between authority and different forms of leadership, I still find it hard to shake the connotation of authority that leadership sometimes implies. Anarchism carries enough misconceptions as it is, and I fear that embracing the language of leadership, even to refer to its anarchist forms, may lead to further confusion. The last thing I want is for people to use the more benign forms of leadership as an opening to advocate for more treacherous forms of rule. After all, many hierarchies today use the justifications of expertise, influence, and coordination to defend their authority, even though those concepts are distinct. Thus, as anarchist Sean Wilbur notes, we must pay attention to potential authority effects. That is, situations where the principle of authority has been rejected, but a combination of factors like material constraints or uneven knowledge may still compel us to follow the leader in a sense. Maintaining our anarchistic relations will require us to maintain a consistent rejection of authority and an ongoing vigilance about how such factors may be weaponized. I take some inspiration from the culturally ingrained practices that may collectively be called reverse dominance. Anarchy is not merely the absence of hierarchical relations, but also the presence of anarchic relations. Reverse dominance refers to the sanctions that individuals cooperate to place upon those who seek to dominate them in a society resistant to authority. That may look like shaming would-be authorities or shunning those who try to dominate, which, due to our mutual interdependence, usually corrects their behavior. It can be seen as a cultural antibody to the establishment of hierarchical relations before they can be established, creating a selection pressure that favors egalitarianism over despotism. And of course, when push comes to shove, we can always defend ourselves from would-be authorities by force if necessary. Perhaps the problem is the word leader. When we hear it, we may still imagine a person at the top of others, giving orders. But perhaps we can learn to view leadership not as a position, but as a practice that flows through all of us. That tension between leadership and authority may persist, but maybe that's the point. Maybe that watchfulness will be key to keeping us free. All power to all the people. Peace. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share with fellow peoples. Thanks to the seedlings, the saplings, and especially the roots for making all of this possible, including our newest members, Alessa G, Will and Dork, and Ava Turnquest. You can join these beautiful humans and support me too on patreon.com/sainttrue. Check out my other videos for a range of radical topics. Thanks again. Peace.